Blog Talk Radio.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test. He's gonna ask always. So get ready.
Get ready.
For your blessings.
For your blessings.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your miracle.
For your miracle.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your blessings.
For your blessings.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your miracle.
For your miracle.
I know you've been hurting. Encourage you, it's gonna be alright. Troubles and trials come to make you strong. Keep on believing, you keep holding on. Get ready,
get ready
for your blessings.
For your blessings.
Get ready,
get ready
for your miracle.
For your miracle.
Get ready,
get ready
for your blessings. Say that with me. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
If you really believe it, God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Oh yeah, yeah. Come on, God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Reality. So we say good morning and God bless you.
Truly, he has a blessing with our name on it, even in this righteous living that he gives up to us. It's blessed. Hallelujah. It's blessed. It's blessed. Praise Matthew 5. God bless you. Just bringing blessings to you this morning. Oh, praise the Lord. Thanking him for blessing us to see another day. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, come in the humblest way that we know how, asking you to forgive us for our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Say thank you, Lord, for blessing us to see this day. And we ask, Father God, that you just, oh, just have your way, Father. Just open up unto us. Hallelujah, what you would desire for us to have. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Thank you for these blessings that you have bestowed upon you, upon us all. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for it. Amen. Amen. Blessings. Blessings upon blessings. Blessings upon blessings. Matthew 5. Oh, praise the Lord. This is Christ's sermon on the mount. Praise the Lord. Verse 1 and 2 talks about this sermon. And 5 and 3 through 12, excuse me, who talks about who are the blessed and who are the blessed. We are the blessed. The blessed. Now, all will find happiness in this world, or the next who do not seek it from Christ. We got to know that Christ is the door that we must walk through, and he is the one that is responsible, that paid for our salvation, that we would have a right to the tree of life and to be able to receive these blessings from the Lord by the rule of this world. He taught them what was the evil, and they should harbor it, and what was the good that they should seek after and abound in this good. Here he spoke with, it says in the first verse, and seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain. When he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened up his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Praise the Lord. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. It's pretty sweet and simple here. Praise the Lord. If you are one that like peace, if you are one that like purity, if you are one that like mercy, if you are one that hunger and thirst after righteousness, you shall be filled. If you are part of the meek, you will inherit the earth. And those that are mourning, if you're mourning, you're going to be comforted. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom of heaven. It's the kingdom of God. See, our Savior here, he gives us 8 characteristics of blessed people, which represents to us the principal graces of a Christian. These are graces that are allowed to us. The poor in spirit are happy. These bring their minds to their condition. When it is a low condition, they are humble and lowly in their own eyes. They see their want, bewail their guilt, and thirst after a redeemer. Kingdom of grace is of such. The kingdom of glory is for them. Those that mourn are happy. Praise the Lord. Those that are mourn are happy. Those that are mourn are happy. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom. If you're poor in spirit, your kingdom is of heaven is unto you if you mourn. Hallelujah. If you're in despair, hallelujah. If you need comforting, praise the Lord. Jesus, speak with the disciples here. Bless all the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And if you're hungry and you thirst after righteousness, if you just, you have a thirst for righteousness, you are an empty glass wanting to be filled. Hallelujah. Filled. You're opening up. In other words, you open yourself up to be cleansed by God. Hallelujah. Open yourself up that he may fill you with his Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will cause you to be righteous, to do right things and right work, for they shall be filled. Bless all the merciful, for they shall obtain. The mercy will obtain. Because, well, if you're merciful to someone else, then mercy will be unto you. If you sow that seed of mercy and grace, and when you need mercy and grace, it will be allowed unto you. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Peacemakers, when you want and look after peace, whatever situation you're in, try to make it peaceable, hallelujah, where men and women may come together in a situation, and no matter what it is, if you are the one that tries to de-escalate it and make it a peaceful atmosphere, then you'll be called the children of God. In other words, God is about peace. He's about peace. He's about peace. Bless all the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. What do we represent? Peace? Do we are we known for confusion? Think about it. Think about it here in these are eight characteristics talking about of a Christian. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. There is a kingdom of heaven. Praise the Lord. Have you been persecuted? Have you been persecuted for righteousness' sake? Have you been persecuted because you're just trying to do the right thing? Have you been talked about and scorned just because of righteousness' sake? Because you say, I am a Christian, and you just try to do what is right, and people were trying to poke and poke fun instead of pray for you, poke fun and try to set up traps that you may fall in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, not because of your own sake, but because for the sake of righteousness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do we seek after righteousness and peace? Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. You see, if this been happening to you, you should rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Listen, if this happening to you, hallelujah, you don't get mad, but be rejoiced, because Christ spoke it to the disciples here and let them know that what things were to come. Hallelujah. This thing, anything that's worth having is worth having. Anything is worth having. You must go through things. You must go through things to receive something that's worth having. Hallelujah. And usually, and if it's something that's just given to you without any works, without any you having to go through, you don't appreciate it as much as when you have had the toil after whatever victory you have to, or you had to overcome things, whether it was a beat up car, hallelujah, you may have received or paid for, but once you start to labor with that thing, maybe you had to spend a lot of money on it because it kept breaking down, but you'll learn to appreciate that when it get to running good. You'll treat it better than whether some were just given to you, but you don't treat it as well here. And so it is with us when we obtain victories in Christ. We appreciate them, and we're careful how we use them, how we take care of them, the things that God has given us to us, and we appreciate them, and we, even our lives, we are careful with our lives after he has given us these things and shown us these characteristics, then we can come to understand how careful we should be, and how precious it is to us, and how thankful that we are that he has allowed us and counted and numbered us among the 11 or the 12, how he allowed us to be disciples, hallelujah, how he put these blessings upon us and warned us and cursed, and we'll know that when we're blessed in the spirit, there is the kingdom. And if we should be mourning, hallelujah, mourning many things that make us mourn, when we feel like we fall short, we mourn. When we feel like Christ is not happy with us, we mourn. When we feel like we grieve the Holy Spirit, we mourn, hallelujah. But blessed are those that mourn, but they shall be comforted. Here comes grace. Here comes mercy. Come in and gives us another chance, equips us, strengthens us, makes us stronger that we may can walk on a little while longer. Bless us, meek. Hallelujah. Oh, you're meek. If you're meek, you always inherit this earth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ye, listen, verse 13, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast and to be trodden under the foot of men. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. If in other words, we being Christians, oh, praise the Lord. And if we're not doing what we were changed for, if we haven't laid down the old man and started to walk in the newness of life and bring these characteristics that was given unto us along with our daily walk, we are the salt. We are should be irritating some things that are not right, not just blending in. See, salt don't do food any justice if it's blamed. but it should. Salt has to irritate and purify. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, if it's lost its flavor, it wherewith shall it be salt? Where would it irritate anything? Where would it get seasoned to things that need that taste? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast down. If it's bland, if it ain't have no flavor, no savor to it, no matter how much you sprinkle on it, it won't taste any better. It'll still be blessed. Oh, it is. Here it is with Christians, hallelujah. If we're not being the salt, if we're not being the light, if we're not changing some things that should be changed, but if we can walk in the room and we don't irritate the conversation, if it's full of evil and if it's full of ungodliness, when you walk in, it should irritate those that are being ungodly. Hallelujah. They shouldn't be so comfortable. Hallelujah. When you come around, it is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be torn up under the foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Praise the Lord. A light. We should be continued to try to light up this world. We should be continued to dark spaces, we should light them up. Even if they are within ourselves, we should light them up. We shouldn't make them comfortable. Oh, hallelujah. But make them irritable that they would have to move, that they would have to leave, that the light will overtake. Hallelujah. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. So the light that you have, raise it up. Ye are the light of the world, and a city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick and give it light unto all that are in the house. Praise the Lord. We are the salt of the earth, mankind, lying in ignorance or in wickedness, whereas a vessel keep ready to purify, but Christ sets forth his disciples by their lives and doctrines, by their lives and doctrine, to season it with knowledge and grace. Praise the Lord. If they are not such as they should be, they are as salt that has lost its savor, like I told you. And if a man can take up the profession of Christ and yet remain graceless, there are no other doctrine. No other doctrine, no other means can make him profitable. Our light must shine. It's a necessity that our light, it must shine by doing such good works as men may see. What is between God and our souls must be kept to ourselves, but that which is of itself opens to the sight of men, we must study to make suitable to our profession and praiseworthy. We must aim at the glory of God. God, the things that you yet have need of, see, God don't expose them unless you're trying to work on them. Now, he's a personal savior. but if something's going to harm your salvation, he may allow it to be exposed that you may be delivered of it. As long as the devil can hide, he'll be there continuously. But when God starts to pull off the cover and expose him, see, he likes to hide. He don't like to be out in front. He will use others that they will be out in front. But when it exposed and he's in the detail and he is exposed, he likes to move on to another hiding place. But when we let our light so shine, it uncovers, hallelujah, it reveals, it brightens up, it clears up the vision, it helps the understanding, it makes for wisdom, it makes for wise. Hallelujah. And when we study, when studying does one thing, it makes one it makes one confident, assured of that firm foundation. Also, it restores, renews, reminds, it builds up that foundation that and it also helps you be planted as well. So when the wind blows you are reminded of you have this firm foundation and what you have put into this vessel of yours and that mind by studying. Then God creates wisdom and knowledge in there. Hallelujah. So he will cause you to what you have put in there, and when the time you need to remember it, he'll pull back what you have put in that vessel to help you. It will restore you to remember. So John talked about it. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit, praise the Lord. It will call to your remembrance. We must study to make this suitable to our profession and praiseworthy. We must aim at the glory of God. Praise the Lord. Do I have a witness? Anybody know what I'm talking about, that your light so shine before men that God, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Oh, praise the Lord. I know we are a far distance away, but if we are children, if you are a children of a household and you've been reared and you've been reared up a certain way, when you go out into the world, and if anybody know anything about your parents, they can say that's Sister Sally or Brother Joe kid there. But you can see how they act, how they are mannerable, and what that does, that glorifies that parent. So it is with the Christian. We are Christ-like, and when we hold up that light, when we show characteristics of our Christianity and the works and the works and the works and the works and the faith, they follow us. And when we act like that, we have good works, and it glorifies our Father, which is in heaven, glory, glorify. We don't receive the glory of ourselves, but because what we are and what we have been taught and what have been instilled in us, and then when we do the works that have become from this changed person, when we do those works, hallelujah, people, other can see, they can see it is a peculiarness about you. It's a differentness about you, and it glorifies your Father, which is in heaven, because you are His child. Hallelujah. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And whosoever therefore shall break one, listen, shall break one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who? Praise the Lord. Let me read that again. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, bad enough when we do wrong, but when we in our wrongness and trying to make covering up for our wrongness, it's worse when we try to lead us away out of the way as well, because sometimes pride set in. People don't want to admit that they're wrong. He said, whosoever therefore shall break, this Christ speaking here, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so. You break them, then you're going to teach somebody else to break them, and he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do, listen, I like this, but whosoever shall do, see, you have to do it. You have to do it. Do the words that you say. Do the word. Be an example. Be a witness. There it goes back over again. Now, witness also the good works. Witness, hallelujah, living right. A witness, righteousness. A witness. And teach them. You teach somebody else more better. You teach them more better. It may not be good English, good grammar, but it's more better for someone to see, but to see those good works. It's more better when they see them being performed. It's easy for them to lead and to follow you when they see you do. What thus said the Lord, when they see, a lot of time people like to look, they like to see. They, instead of them having faith, they rather have sight. but a lot of them like to see. That's why when they see your good works and they hear of your good works, it's easy for them to do the thing that's trying to teach them to do. The same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. So I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed less than the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let none suppose that Christ allows his people to trifle with any commandments of God's holy law. No sinner partakes of Christ justifying righteousness till he repents of his evil deeds. The mercy revealed in the gospel leads the believer to steal deeper. Oh, praise the Lord. Steal deeper. Look deep law is the Christian's rule of duty, and he delights therein. If a man pretending to be Christ's disciple encourages himself in any other allowed disobedience to holy law of God, or teaches others to do that same thing, if you're pretending to be holy, then you teach others the wrongs as well, or whatever his situation or reputation among men may be, he can be no more true disciple. Christ's righteousness, and put it to us by faith alone, is needed by everyone that enters the kingdom of grace and of glory. Hallelujah. But the new creature of the heart is the holiness produced through the change in a man's temper. Oh, and conduct. Oh, hallelujah. See, there is a change that comes about you. I spoke about it earlier. Once we have, when we start to perform in this change that has come over us, men and women, they can see the difference, and will cause them to look upon you, because what they knew about you is it's a differentness now, and that draws people in much more than what you say, but more in what you do. And it's an act right before them that it only confesses to you and confesses to others as well. They see a difference, and that difference cannot be ignored. Cannot be ignored. So it calls them in and say, wow, Sister Sally or Brother Joe was this way, but now right before our eyes, hallelujah, righteousness living, they are amazed by it. Look at this. Look at the lesson we were just had. And they all was in one accord on one place, and they all were filled, and they all were amazed. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And in that amazement, hallelujah, they see things right before their eyes, miracles, wonders, hallelujah. So you, each and every one of you, are a miracle, are a wonder. It's a miracle, it's a wonder how your speech changed. It's a wonder how your acts changed. It's a wonder how your temper changed. You start to have self-control. It's a wonder. It's a miracle how you once hate, but now you have love. It's a wonder how you were sad, but now you have joy. It's a wonder how you was all disarray, but now you have patience. It's a wonder how you was mean, but now you're kind. It's a wonder how you were bad, but now you have goodness. It was a wonder how you were faithless, but now you have faith and you're faithful. It's a wonder. It's a wonder. It's a wonder. It's a mystery to those how God comes in and he changes, hallelujah, us all, and we are all made better for his glory. We are all made better. We are receiving the benefits and the blessings, hallelujah, that the song talked about. God has a blessing with your name on it. This is a blessing unto you if you just receive his blessings. Don't fight it. Just receive it. This is all I have for you. God bless you. There be one. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah is our prayer. You open, Brother D. Thank you.
Amen. 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 As always, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise the God who is truly the head of our life. We thank the Lord again for allowing us to come together, fellowship on this morning, and be fed some of his word. We call him the Beatitude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Brother said, that's all I have for you. That's enough. You're fed him enough. When you give him that, you're fed him enough. And those that don't eat enough this morning, they can continue on by just picking the book up and stuff, Reverend Henry, and read what you say. And get the dessert if you didn't get enough on the plate, but you're fed him enough. And this heaven and this earth are passed away. Salt being no good for nothing but trample underfoot. Then when we get the understanding of the verses that you're giving them and the chapter that you give them, then we understand when you said, that's all I have, you'd be like, thank God for Jesus. Thank you for giving me that. Yes, I just want to tell God, thank you this morning. Praying that he continue to keep you, keep on keeping on doing your godly work. And Lord, continue to bless you and your family, and you continue to come on and feed us every morning. In the name of
Praise
Jesus,
the Lord.
There's a hard state. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you for those comments. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you for the well wishes. Thank you for, just coming in and allowing God to bless this broadcast and be just what it is. Just what it is. I see Aunt Martha giving us these nuggets all aboard. All aboard. Now is the time to choose the Lord. Now is the time to choose the Lord. If you have delayed deciding to follow Christ, there is good news. You can still commit yourself to him. Oh, praise the Lord. Will you run in his direction? Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful. She also saying, press on. All these are blessings. Press on. Thought for this one is, praise the Lord, press on. It says, your story of God's work in your life can strengthen others. Yeah, I know you're right. Your story of God's work in your life can strengthen others. Often in our walk with Christ, we face challenges and frustrations. But the stories of how God sustains, oh, praise the Lord, others encourage us to press on despite the obstacles we encounter. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I'll read it one more time. Often in our walk with Christ, we face challenges, that's true, and frustrations. But the stories of how God sustained others encourages us to press on despite the obstacles we encounter. I know you're right. Hallelujah. It's good to know that God cares. He cares for you. Hallelujah. He cares for you that when it gets rough, he still holds your hand. When he have to rebuke you, he still holds your hand. When he have to spank you, he still holds your hand. Oh, and when he convicts you, he still comforts you. Oh, hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God. Thank him. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Martha, for those all aboard. And also just in the end, not forgotten. Not forgotten. God never forgets us. Praise the Lord. When we are distressed and disillusioned, when we may feel, abandoned by society, family, and friends, but God does not abandon us. I know you're right. I have engraved on you the Psalms of my hands to indicate how much he knows and protects us, even if people forsake us. God, oh, hallelujah, will never forsake his own. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Jesus. never forgotten it. All aboard and press on. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Yes,
morning.
Sir. Good morning.
Good morning. I had something hit me this morning when you was talking about that.
Okay.
Salt losing its flavor. And, you know, it goes back to what I was talking about Friday about, you know, I was listening to that person, and then it got with now, I don't want to hear from him. So it's just like he lost his flavor. You know, it don't taste good no more. The word coming from him just don't, it don't feel right. It's bitter. You know, I'm throwing it away. It ain't, like you said, once it lost its flavor, you cast it away. And it's like when he's trying to bring me the word or say something to me about the word, I don't want to hear it, but I, you know, it just casts it out. I remove myself from it. You can talk to me about anything else, but the word. And I was thinking about that when you were talking about it. His light went out. You know, it didn't let it shine. It was shining, but it done went out. So, you know, me and you talk afterwards. It's just been sticking with me. And when you was talking about that, it just, like, it coincided with what was talked about Friday. About them, you know, trying to teach the word, preach the word, and then tell me where I'm going wrong. That's when he's giving me flavor, but then turn around, I see him doing wrong, and like the flavor disappears, like I don't want to taste it no more from that person. That's what I had this morning. That's what I got out the lesson this morning. It's like coincide with what we was talking about Friday on my end. But,
you know something, let me give this real quick. I'm going to get out of here in a minute. There's some good news. You know, I was privileged yesterday to talk to a couple of young guys that knew me from the other side of the world. And one of them walked up to me and he said, you preaching now? I said, I'm just a man that loves discussing God's word. He said, no, that ain't what I asked you, man. He said, they tell me you got services going on the radio every day and you leading the service. I said, yeah, we have morning service called God's Plan. I give them the number. They said, they're going crazy. I want to get with you. I want to call in. Another young man, I got a chance to encounter him, and I felt like grew up together, had raised cars together, did wrong in the streets together. And he had a heart transplant. And I was talking to him, and he was telling me he had no strength. And I said, God is still able. And in the process of talking to him, he wanted to pray. So what I'm trying to get you, I'm trying to lead you to is that, let's go to one verse that Reverend Henry said this morning. I like this. Let's look at this real quick. I think it's verse 16. He said, let your light so shine that man may see your good work. He don't want to glorify the man, but he said he may glorify my Father, which is in heaven. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you, Brother Nettie, is that even though you're not stealing whoever this young man is right now that's giving you the word, but he's giving you the word, we won't turn our back on him. What we do is that we need to pray for him. Because, see, God is still healing. Salt that wasn't good today could be good tomorrow. We know our brother Eric, he's always said, don't kill your witness. But see, one thing about man is that we dead if we out of the will of God, so we got a chance to live as long as we're living. I know, brother, you understand what I'm trying to go here with this. We got a chance to live again as long as we're living. So we don't want to cast him out. Every chance we get, we'll try to minister to him. But, brother, you know, I like when you talk about the Bible, but there's some things that pushes me away from you because of a little this here or a little that there. And see, if I don't overfeed you, I get you to eat. If I overfeed you, you spirit out. You know what I'm saying, brother? That's what I said. If I pounce on you too much at one time, you reject me. But if I see where you're going wrong you're still my brother. So if I see where biblically, I think you're going wrong and you're trying to give me the word, I can't, because the Bible says that if they find his brother at fault, he says, restore them harshly. No, that's what he said. He said, beat, no, he said, restore them gently. So we got to ease in on our brother. We got to ease it in on, you know, I hear what you're saying, but brother, I really wish you wouldn't do this here. I really wish you wouldn't do that because it's not a good look for you. And see, when I walk away from you, I may not even agree with you right then, but I walk away from you. If I'm truly with the will of God, I'm going to think about what you say. Stop me when I go wrong, remember? I'm going to think about what you say. And see, if I think about it, I may pray on it. And if I pray on it, then God, he'll do all the correction on it. I think that's what we need to do for him. We need to pray for our brother, you know, not walk away from him. Mm. Anybody can walk away. It takes a stronger man to pray. That's all I got for you, my brother. That's all I got for you.
Amen.
Let's just pray for us. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Prayer is definitely the best that we can do, but we gotta remember to be humble. We gotta remember to be when God chastise or rebuke, we gotta be willing to accept that. But above all, make sure we pray and make sure we let love abide, because the adversary, he don't like when the cover is pulled off. And like Brother said, it may walk away, but some people don't have that strength. They rather, just like it talked about in the earlier verses, and they may do wrong and then teach men to do it as well. And then when they're called on it, that pride of it, and they will humble themselves, and then they try to do things that are not godly. Hallelujah. But a godly person, over in Proverbs, it talks about it. When you rebuke them, they will become the more wiser. They're more wiser. When God has shown the light on something, then the person will repent from it, that they can be better for God. They're better vessel. Praise the Lord. Because we all are continually trying to, we're not finished product as a yet. God allows sometimes to show us as a finished product, but he continues to work on that, and we as long as we're on this side of Jordan, we are being a continual work until God allows us to enter into his eternal rest. Hallelujah. So that's why I said do the best you can while you can. Some days I feel like I'm doing 110. Other days I feel like that I missed the mark, but in that missing, I'm still trying. When I realize that I've fallen short, I try to correct that have made me fallen short. And I try to thank God for showing me where I missed or where I'm, because I don't know who I may have offended or who I may fall, called to stumble, and truly don't want to cause any to stumble, but when it's been brought to my attention, I try to fix it as quick as I can, And when we do that, then we do well, but then we come together, open mind, open heart, that God may speak to us and we may receive from him. Never turn it away, but as that person pray, as that person may have tried to talk to you, that you feel like it's still the word of God, pray through it. Because the one that's speaking it by your prayer can make it a lot of times. Lord, let us be blessed or cursed out of our own mouth. But if we continue to pray, that person that's trying to give the word, pray for them, and then that they may receive unto what they trying to tell you. Listen, let me take you to the scripture that'll help us out. Praise the Lord. We get to it over there in a Timothy. Timothy, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Timothy 4, it says, these things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, and youth don't necessarily mean age. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example, right there, of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity, till I come, give attendance and to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by the prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them. That they, profiting, may appear to all. It's going to appear to all if we do them. It says, take heed unto thyself. And all of us need to take, there's that all again. All of us need to take heed to our own self and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. See that person that's still they may do one, they may say one thing and do another, but if they keep on saying that one thing, and by your prayer, hallelujah, the scripture says they're going to both save themselves, that they shall both save themselves and them that that hear thee. See, that Satan is not going to turn in his own kingdom. As long as they continue to say that word, and as long as they continue to say that word, after a while, you're going to do that you say. Sometimes it's longer than others, but the scripture says they're going to save themselves and to those that hear them. Faith cometh by hearing. Faith cometh by hearing, and it's a good thing that they're trying to say, "What's thus said the Lord," no matter how well or how bad you speak, but saying is doing. And I say, when I say, if you keep on saying, after a while, you're going to do that you say. The word of God is just that strong. You're going to do that you say. You may have fallen short. Hallelujah. You may have fallen short continuously. But if we that are Christians continue to pray and pray, God can change that individual as long as they're talking. Because the power, it lies in the tongue. Death and life, it lies in the power of the tongue. But as long as they're trying to speak life, as long as they're trying to speak life, continue to pray that they're speaking, not only they're speaking it, but they're going to hear it one day, and it's going to cause a change. Praise the Lord. So welcome it and pray for them earnestly that God will be glorified once that person has been changed, once you can be able to hear from that person. See, the devil don't want you to hear at all. But one day God will make a change to where you can receive. I've experienced, I've been around preachers that vexed me so bad. It vexed me, told me one day, he didn't tell me, but he told others, the only thing I could do was carry his books for him. he got beside himself. He got so lifted, but I didn't let that bother me. I started praying, but see, God blessed me through that individual, and that was a miracle unto me. You know, I had got like that to where I just couldn't stand it, because so much thing. After a while, he had to be removed, in that, God got the victory because I seen God bless me through somebody that cared very little for me and always just wanted to hurt me. But God gave me a message through that individual, so I know what God can do. But I stayed humble. I stayed humble. I continued to show love to that individual, and look what God did. He's seen what God do. He's seen his failure. He's seen his mistake. He's seen it. But I still treat him, even when I see him, I still treat him with love. I still treat him, you know, and so I know God's grace and God's mercy is all right. It's all right. So we have to continue to pray for one another, continue to pray and hope for the best, and in that hoping. In that hoping, God, I see you, Martha. a starting point. She sends in a starting point. Thoughts for the day. Prayer is something we all can do for God's kingdom. Oh, thank you, Amy. She also sent in, by the prayer request I'm getting, the Lord seems to be saying, not yet. We can pray prayer isn't a last resort. It's a starting point. Oh, praise the Lord.
Yeah,
I know you're right.
Right.
It's not a last request, but it's a starting point. Remember, I said the other day, prayer, repent, and pray. See, prayer is that very conversation that you're talking to God. You're welcoming God into the conversation, and that's a starting point. You're welcoming God into the situation. That's a starting point. Blessed are the peacemakers. That was in our word today. Blessed are the peacemakers. Hallelujah. Blessed are the peacemakers. The peacemakers, the meek. Hallelujah. The pure. Oh, praise the Lord. The peacemakers, we're going to be called the children of God. Oh, hallelujah. But we thank God all this works together for the good, for the good, for the good of us. Hallelujah. And truly, we want to continue. We want to try to do what thus saith the Lord, because in our doing, while we're being an example, we will draw others in, and it will make them easy for us, easy for them to hear us. Easy. It's easier for them, hallelujah, to hear after they've seen a good work. Oh, praise the Lord. But it's harder for them to hear after our actions are different than what we say. Praise the Lord. But we thank God. We thank God. We're going to take all this and we're going to pray about it that God may change some things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it'll be easy for you, Brother Nutty. Hallelujah. And not a torment unto you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because my goal is that God will get the glory, that God, because that'll be another testimony of yours that you can see how God took a situation and turned it around, and it's to him that we give all the glory and the honor to. It is to him, because God has a beautiful way of working that each thing, no matter what kind of situation it is, hallelujah, God will, he can get the glory out of it, so you will be in amaze like, man, look how God turned that around. look what God has done. I've seen it. I worked with this man. Look at here. He was an atheist. I'm telling you, if I tell you, he gave me the blues. But I just started praying. You know, I said, man, I'm not gonna walk around here on, you know, pins and needles. He should be on pins and needles, because I serve a God, a true living God. I don't have a problem. He has a problem. And I prayed, and God eventually removed it. Removed it. So I know what God can do. And you know, he was even mad with me, but God did a thing. We were both running for a particular office. It was Union Stewards. And he had been it for years, and people didn't want him anymore. And I was a new hire. And I came in, and I blew him out the water. It was almost like a 100% percentile. I just blew him out the water, and that made it even more angry. And then where I had to listen to him, he had to turn around and listen to me. So but that was God that did that. But when we remained humble, I had to be humble upon a person that didn't even know God, didn't even seek the Lord, had every excuse, but God turned it around. And he turned it around where instead of me listening to him, he had to listen to me. So I know what he'll do. But we thank God. We give him the glory, and we give him all the honor in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You open, Rev.
Good late to him.
Amen.
Brethren.
I'm here.
Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Consider thyself, that thou also be tempted.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we are today. If we brethren, if this brethren, you see a brother fall, we're supposed to restore him or her.
Yes, sir.
In meekness, in love. He said, if you don't consider this and you start talking to the brother, the same spirit that you see on him will be on you. So he wants us to go through this thing spiritual.
Yes, sir.
But when we counsel him, we are talking to someone, it has to be in the spirit of the Lord. So many times we try to correct people, and we're not in the right spirit. And the correction, see, God got a plan. I guess one day, Grandma, I'm going to do something, if you don't mind one day.
Yeah, man.
I want to deal with Revelation. I want to deal with Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
There were seven churches, and all of them had a different thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
They had all different things going on, but God said there was a counter there. And one day I'm gonna bring that back out again. Remember, I'm gonna tell you, we're living in a time that the church is fighting against each other. The church is fighting against each other. My ministry. When it's all said and done, if we're not lifting up the King, we're not telling people the wages of sin and death, but the gift of God is Jesus Christ. Man, we're not doing our job. Our job is to uplift. Our job is not to turn nobody down. Because if we don't have that authority, Jesus did something for all of us. He said, he gave us a greatest example. He said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And he looked around. And you know what he did, Brother D? He didn't just say it in English. He said it in Latin.
Right.
So people can't get misunderstood what Reverend talking about. And all of us trying to invade to one another. Everybody's on different spiritual levels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One thing I'm learning, we put men on too many pedestals.
Yes, we
know these pedestals that we put them on, they can't live it out. They're gonna fall because the Bible says if we don't pick that thing up and kill it every day, that old man he's gonna creep up.
Yeah.
I remember the man Reverend was talking about. I know the man Reverend was talking about.
Yeah.
He said, all you can do is just carry my book. And switch.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to fight it with nothing but prayer. One thing, Lord, help me.
That's right.
Maybe it might be something I can say or do in front of this brother to please with the ministry that you allowed me to have. And that's showing humility. You know, and I want to say this in love. If you see a brother come over in a fault, it's not for us to criticize. It's for us to spiritually help that brother. Oh, that's what's
that's right.
That's why he said over in that other book over there, I think it was James, Brother D. He said, suffer not many of your masters or teachers.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be what? The hard
Jewish. Yes, sir.
So I'm careful when people try to give me a title. I'm careful. Well, you know, mine's already, God already put it in stone, right? I'm careful when someone says something because I have to consider myself to God. One man told my brother, he said, man, you sound like a preacher. He stopped him. He stopped him right smooth.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, God ain't did that one. He ain't showing me nothing about that one yet. So I told him, I said, don't let nobody put you in there. Don't let man call you because man will call you and man will sit you down. But when God calls, that no man can't put it away. Even if they don't want to hear it. That's why I said, listen to the message, not the messenger. He has to deal with God, and God has to deal with that. If he or she is out of line. So may God bless you and keep you, brother, is my prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God today. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, we thank God today what our ears have heard, we have experienced. and we give all the praise, the glory, and the honor unto God. But let us continue to pray that God may have his way in it. It is by striving. Like we have said, we have to continue to pick up the book. We've got to continue to kill that and kill that old man, what God has delivered us from. We have to continue to resist and fight against it, that we may be victorious in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. So we thank you. Thank God for what he all has done. We pray, hallelujah, and let God have his way. We thank you. God say the same. We'll see you on tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we come thanking you, Lord, for what you have done, what we have experienced, and bless us, Father. Bless us to be better. Make us better. Make us better. Make us better for you, Lord. Remove hindrance. Remove things, Father, that will cause, that would destroy our witness. Help us in our witness that people may look up on us and see that truly it is you that is doing the work, and that we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and continue to forgive us for our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus, Father. And thank you for this broadcast. Bless us. Keep us as our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Man, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I woke up early this morning. My heart was beating right on time. I said, Lord, I truly thank you for opening up his eyes and mine. Then I went over to my window, and while looking through the shade, once again I had to tell him, thank you, Lord, for letting me see another day. Now the sun was bright and shining, the wind was blowing not too strong, in a treetop just a few feet away was a robin singing a song. I don't know what he was saying. Pretty soon he was on his way. Who can say he wasn't being grateful? Just saying thank you for another day. Everybody.